This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister says improved U.S.-Cuba relations to benefit Jamaica, new public defender appointed, and tertiary graduates urged to get involved in transformation process. The news in detail after the break.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says Jamaica stands to reap several financial and economic opportunities from the improved relations between the United States and Cuba. Dr. Phillips says the new stance of the U.S. towards Cuba will open the Caribbean territory up to increased international trade, thereby creating a new market for bold Jamaican entrepreneurs to introduce goods and services.
The recent announcement regarding Cuba-U.S. relations provides a number of opportunities for Jamaica to find a new market for some of our goods and services, to allow for the conquest of that market by our engineers, our accountants, our auditors, and all the people who are much more familiar with the logic of modern business practices than I dare say are available to our friends in Cuba.
The minister was speaking at the recent launch of the Scotiabank Business Center in Montego Bay. In the meantime, the finance minister says Jamaica can withstand competition from Cuba in tourism should the improved diplomatic relations between Cuba and the U.S. lead to a spike in tourist arrivals to Cuba. Dr. Phillips says Jamaica boasts one of the most internationally recognized tourism products and will therefore always remain attractive and relevant to tourists.
I don't know of another brand in the world that is stronger than the Jamaica brand in tourism. We have nothing to fear. We need to boldly set out and conquer the new markets that are available to us.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen has confirmed the appointment of human rights advocate and lawyer Arlene Harrison-Henry as the new public defender. Mrs. Harrison-Henry, who was selected to replace Earl Witter following his retirement last April, will take over from Matonda Makulu, who has been acting since April 2014. Mr. Makulu will continue to work at the office in his original position of deputy defender. In a release from King's House, Governor General Sir Patrick Allen said Mrs. Harrison-Henry's educational qualifications, track record of performance as an attorney at law and human rights advocate, as well as her high sense of civic responsibility, make her eminently prepared for effective service in the post. Mrs. Harrison-Henry will be sworn into office at a ceremony to be held at King's House on January 16. Her appointment takes effect January 19. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna is urging graduates of tertiary institutions to become actively involved in the education and transformation process to advance their communities and the country. She was speaking at a graduation ceremony for the Central Connecticut State University at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James Sunday. The 43 graduates are from Sam Sharp Teachers College in St. James, Monique College, St. Anne, and the Micah University College in Kingston.
As graduates who have successfully completed a Master's of Science degree, you have already signaled that you intend to be serious players in the educational and transformative process, which is crucial to my country and your country's development, and that as educators, you are committed to this process by your own decision to pursue and further your own professional development.
Meanwhile, Minister Hanna has commended the collaboration between the three local tertiary institutions and Central Connecticut State University. She says at this time, Jamaica needs more partnerships among all sectors in order to meet the country's goals and objectives. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.